Actually, before we get to the mashup of message and meditation, I'm going to share with you a letter that Patricia Pierce sent out this week on Wednesday. In the solar plexus hitting week that this was, in the solar plexus month that this has been, this both shook me awake and ultimately brought me to a place where I could picture hope, where I could picture that I could do this today. It's not an easy letter. So I invite you into the discomfort and the comfort of her words before we begin to really sit with spirit and who we say we are in this world. She wrote this on May 26th. Dear friends, in the wake of the recent mass shootings yesterday's at an elementary school in Texas and last week's at a grocery store in Buffalo, I wanted to briefly share what is mulling around in my mind today. It is this. Our society practices human sacrifice. We don't call it that. We think we are so much more advanced than the civilizations that practiced ritual sacrifice. But it is human sacrifice. And it's time we get clear about that and call it what it is, rather than pretending it's something else. We don't sacrifice our children to the sun god, but we do sacrifice them to the gun god. And if we look deeper still, we see that really we are sacrificing them at the altar of ego. It is the human ego's hunger for power and profit that has created this weaponized culture which feeds on fear and fuels fear. Fear, after all, is the hallmark of the egoic mind. And what are guns if not the quintessential symbol of fear? So in this moment, as we are reeling from the news of shooting after shooting after shooting, I ask us all to see what is happening clearly, not through the eyes of judgment, which is just another kind of ammunition in the egoic arsenal, but through the lens of compassion, to see clearly how utterly misguided we are, to see clearly how absolutely devoted we are to the concept of enemy, to see clearly that we are each all of the players in this saga. The child gunned down in the classroom, the church deacon gunned down in the grocery aisle, the shooter gone mad with rage or desperation, the gun manufacturer driven solely by a hunger for money, the senator so captive to an ideology that he is blind to this insanity. It is time for us to acknowledge that this is us. And it's time for us to acknowledge the truth that is completely unfathomable to the ego mind, that we are all held in love, and nothing we do or don't do can ever change that simple fact. Peace, Patricia. Nothing can change that fact. That is the truth that undergirds everything we say and do and believe here in this community. And so as I offer you some passages that have inspired and challenged me to reflect on how I am showing up as an expression of love, about how our core values of joy and compassion, of sacred service and spiritual abundance invite me to awaken more fully to that transforming power of divine love, it's an invitation to you as well. Like last week, after each passage, I'll offer a few gently guided reflection questions that you can take or leave. And after that, a few moments of silence. So the rhythm will be passage, reflection, silence, repeat, ending with some silence. So you can simply use this time as an extended meditation, holding it all lightly in your heart and listening to the voice of God within. If you want to jot anything down, there should be paper and pens around. There's whatever. There's no pressure for that. But if something arises for you that you want to capture, then I hope that there's something available for you. And I thank you for being the embodiment of love that helps me to stand here week after week, supposedly ministering to you while I am soaking you in. So let's begin by coming into stillness and centering together. You can gently close your eyes or simply let your gaze soften. Sense your feet resting, grounding you. Feel all the places where your body is resting, sitting, supported. Breathing in, I am guided by the spirit of love. Breathing out, I am following love. Breathing in, my heart is broken open, wide and free. Breathing out, all is possible in love. Your infinite love made me. Made everything I see. Let my soul know the truth. All that will ever be is your infinite love. I am held in the arms of love. I am here to love. I am here to serve. I am here to be the love of God. We are compassionate. From Steve Garnes Holmes, a reflection in unfolding light from May 16th, the day after Buffalo. We are compassionate. God of mercy, our hearts are broken. For the violence that surrounds us, the violence that is within us. Heal our rage. Mold it like a potter into wisdom and courage. But do not unbreak our hearts. Let them remain shattered for those who grieve. For we are all one family. Let them remain shattered for our own part in a nation of violence. Mold our sorrow. Mold our sorrow with your strong and steady hands into wisdom. Encourage that we may speak and act to assist in the mending of this world. In the strength of your gentleness, the might of your mercy, the power of your love. How are you listening to your holy heartbreak and the voice of God whispering to your compassionate heart? How is shifting your perspective to remember our oneness in God helped you find compassion and self-compassion? We are joyful. From Desmond Tutu in the Book of Joy, Discovering more joy does not save us from the inevitability of hardship and heartbreak. In fact, we cry more easily. But we will laugh more easily too. Perhaps we are just more alive. Yet as we discover more joy, we can face suffering in a way that ennobles rather than embitters. We have hardship without becoming hard. We have heartbreak without being broken. And from Star in Divine Sparks, joy is an enduring encounter with Spirit. An enduring encounter with Spirit. It is a reflection of coming into wholeness, into our true selves. As we share our joy and suffering, we come to know our own humanity. It is at once extraordinary and singular, as well as universal and timeless. The particulars of our joy are known to us, but if we look deeply, they unite us to all those who have been uplifted in the same way. The depths of our sorrow feel isolating and beyond anyone else's comprehension. In fact, that very pain is the path to a true understanding of our brothers and sisters across all times and cultures. How have the particulars of joy uplifted you? Where do you discover joy? How has joy helped you face suffering, yours or the suffering of another? That is also yours. We practice sacred service. The first letter of Peter reminds us, show hospitality to one another without complaining. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve one another. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised. From peace activist Fran Peavy, words that echo across time. There are opportunities for service all the time. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, you can serve there. It doesn't have to be a big idea. It can be right where you are. We are called by the same voice of love, but we are not called to the same service. So where are you called by that voice of love to be sacred service? How has being of loving service called you into compassion and joy? What gifts of grace do you share in your daily life? We claim spiritual abundance. From Prayers of the Cosmos by Neil Douglas Klotz, a beautiful poem, translation from the Aramaic, from this passage from John. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. All things that you ask straightly, directly, that you desire, like an spark, like birds to their watering place, from the breathing life of all, Father, Mother of the cosmos, with my Shem from inside my name of names, you will be given. So far you haven't done this. So ask without hidden motive and be surrounded by your answer. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full. That the joy of goals met here may continue its story to perfection in unity. That the animal life in you find its lover in the cosmos. How has grace helped you to ask without hidden motive? And trust the breathing life of all will surround you by your answer. What are your obstacles to asking straightly, directly, for the abundance that is provided by the infinite goodness of our God? And so we pray. Breathing life of all, Father, Mother of the cosmos, we ask you straightly, directly, like arrows to their mark, like birds to their watering place. Help us live the truth that we are held in love, that all are held in love. Breathing in, we are guided by the spirit of love. Breathing out, we are following love wherever she leads us. Breathing in, our broken hearts are open, wide, and free. Breathing out, all is possible. In love. Your infinite love made us. Your infinite love made everything we see. Let our souls know the truth. All that will ever be is your infinite love. We are held in the arms of love. We are here to love. We are here to serve. We are here to be the love of God. And so it is. Amen.